Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here in the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It's Mike Sempervivi here with you, filling in for Brian Alvarez, who is going to be away this week, but just like yesterday's show, Josh Nason, also of WrestlingObserver.com, will be joining me, and there's a lot to get into today, as always. Tonight is Monday Night Raw, all 3 hours of it, and I don't think I feel bad in saying that a majority of what takes place on the show tonight will probably go through one eyeball and just write out the other one without making any significant mark on my memory. You know, I'll probably like whatever Titus O'Neil and Rusev do or say. As long as it's not too much Tamina or Brie Bella, then I'll probably have some cautious optimism over the women's division. And Seth Rollins will be extra slimy, probably, so that'll be great. Cena may not be there, and I have no idea if he is or not, but if he's not, that'll probably leave a positive memory, not because I dislike Cena, just because it'll be, you know, something different. But the rest of it, probably won't care. That's why the Hulu version is so good. Because really, how much do you remember a week after? How much do you remember a day after? I'm betting it's not much, you know, at least more times than not. But tonight, we know at least something good will happen because Brock Lesnar is going to be on the show. And not that it's a lock, but, you know, most of his appearances are probably, you know, our best bet for any enjoyable kayfabe to take place, right? I mean, it should be at least. I mean, he's thrown doors into the crowds on kids. He's had monitors fly into the crowds. He's had an awesome brawl with The Undertaker. Just all of this greatness that is Brock Lesnar, and he's going to be on there tonight, and we'll see what happens. And we're going to be taking your calls and getting your opinions on it as well, too. Hopefully we get some mass carnage tonight. Plus, there's still a lot of big shaking out of the news from over the weekend, including the fallout from the passing of Roddy Piper. One of his greatest rivals, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, has got some medical issues, and a couple other pro wrestlers are having some as well, too. And we'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about Ronda Rousey playing Ronda Rousey. And if you have any thoughts, let us know. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And when we get back, we'll start getting it in. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, welcome back to Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, filling in for Brian Alvarez alongside Josh Nason. And definitely want to say thank you for helping make this the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts show on the planet. Earth, in fact, not Uranus. Although we'd probably be a good fit there, too. But we're here live with you 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays for 2 hours, beginning at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern via the Sports Byline Radio Network. And if you don't have an over-the-air affiliate in your area, never fear, as you can stream the show through sportsbyline.com, the TuneIn, iHeart, and Stitcher apps. We're also available through the American Forces Network and the Cable Radio Network and podcasting via iTunes and WrestlingObserver.com. And speaking of that fine website, back riding shotgun with me today is Josh Nason. And Josh, how are you? And do you have any hangover left from doing the show yesterday with me?
Well, Mike, in my life, I always have a little bit of a hangover, but not too bad today. And I don't know how I follow up that intro with you and talking about the planet of Uranus. I don't even know where to go from there, even though we have a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Well, Brian always says we're the most listened to, you know, station on the planet. I just want to make sure it's Earth and make sure everybody else out there knows that it's Earth. So just want to clear things up while he's away right now. He usually doesn't, you know, get those things straight, but just wanted to clear it up for everyone. But it's enough of that as we move on to the shakeout of the weekend, which is obviously continuing with Roddy Piper's passing and UFC 190 and the Polaris incident from World Series of Fighting. But we also look forward to the week, which will end coming next Sunday with Triple Mania. And obviously we have it starts with Raw tonight with a bunch of stuff in the middle. And the only thing we do know about tonight is for sure Brock Lesnar is going to be there. And am I wrong in thinking that this is one of the few times, if you're a longtime crusty old wrestling fan like myself and like you are, and we get bitter and we shake our fist and we tell the kids to get off our lawn, you know, guys like Ryback or The Miz or guys like that, you know, we're all bitter about them. We don't like the way the business has gone. But am I wrong in saying that Brock Lesnar gives that little bit of joy back again? Because if nothing else, you never know what could happen when Brock Lesnar steps out there. And isn't that the reason we loved watching this stuff in the first place?
Yeah, I'd say so. And you can tell that, you know, Paul Heyman and Brock, they both know exactly what they're doing, right? I mean, they both know they're the hottest thing in the show, and this is the hottest angle leading into the quote-unquote hottest event of the summer coming up in August. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I wouldn't expect anything in terms of what we had a few weeks ago. Obviously, I don't think Undertaker is supposed to be there, but hopefully some sort of destruction of some point will take over. But, yeah, amidst a three-hour show, without a doubt, Lesnar and Heyman are the must-see in that three-hour block. However, you know, Mike, I'm on WWE.com right now, and the lead story, instead of talking about Raw, is a question many people ask: who will be the next John Cena? So clearly they're saying that somebody needs to take over, but of course in this picture that they have here, John Cena is front and center. So that's also coming up, as well as Mike.
I don't know. I'm more greatly amused by the fact that over each shoulder is Dean Ambrose and Finn Balor.
Right. So I guess those guys could be the next John Cena. I'd be interested to see what they actually classify as what being the next Cena would be. A money draw, someone that wears bright colored clothes everywhere, jean shorts perhaps, sneakers.
Well, I'll say this. If it's T-shirt sales, then maybe Finn's got a shot if they actually do those Balor Club T-shirts.
Yes, and I think also merchandise-wise, maybe some of his various outfits. I mean, how do you try to recreate the outfits that he has for the big NXT shows and everything? But there's also one other thing, Mike, is tonight the main event of the night, probably really, is Stone Cold Steve Austin interviewing the most interesting diva of all time, supposedly. I'm making that term up. In Paige, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Paige coming up tonight as. The Dear Hulkster got pulled due to some unfortunate comments.
I'll just say it. I'm underwhelmed. It's just, you know, the news broke and all that stuff had happened last week. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, there seemed to be a commercial that they played, you know, that they were going to have, you know, that made more sense for Hogan to be in it. And at the end, it's like, well, Stone Cold Steve Austin is interviewing Paige. And it's nothing against Paige. It absolutely is nothing against Paige. She is a young woman who's got a great, interesting story in where she was raised. And I think, you know, as an interviewer, Steve Austin has been very good. I mean, of all the wrestling interviewers out there and the podcasts I've heard, I think in his own way, Stone Cold has been very good. And I think he certainly has been good when interviewing Triple H and when he was interviewing Vince McMahon. I thought those have been great. But it just, I don't know. I just, for some reason, I guess it fits in with the whole pushing the women's division, which they should be doing, and Paige being, you know, kind of front and center in that whole mix. And she's got the great story and everything, but I it surprises me that they are, that's the move that they made after Hulk Hogan. Although I guess it's better than maybe hearing a Nikki Bella or somebody like that. No, again, no offense to Nikki, but I don't know. I don't know. I would like to see somebody else in that spot who would be a little bit more flashy or a little bit more, who's got a little bit more worldly knowledge. And again, nothing against Paige and what she's doing on Tough Enough and all that, but just, you know, I don't know. Give me a superstar, and unfortunately, I'm sorry, Paige, that's not it.
Yeah, I think obviously they want to continue to push Tough Enough, one of your favorite shows of all time. So I think, you probably don't want to do Jericho again, I think Jericho kind of does his own podcast features on WWE Network, so you probably didn't want
super,
to do that route.
Make it super duper masturbatory. Have Jericho and Austin do an interview with each other that'll both be put out in podcasts on each other's shows. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, that's not a bad idea. But we're getting paid tonight, so that's what we're stuck with.
Well, it could be worse. You know, it could be worse by plenty of people. And again, Paige does have a cool story. It's just, I don't know. It was a little underwhelming after we knew we were supposed to get Hulk Hogan on there. But one thing we'll also, I guess I was wondering about, and I'm sure you are a little bit too, and I know it's not too morbid or anything like that, but what we always wonder, because it ranges so much from one person to another when they pass away, how will the WWE take care of Rowdy Roddy Piper tonight? Do they have everybody come out to the stage? What will they do? And I would figure they're going to have something in the opening. I believe that they will probably, it makes the most sense, going to commercial, you play clips and promos and you know, events. And hopefully, as the night goes on, the decision's been made and will be finalized enough where they'll be able to say they're doing something special on the WWE Network. Because I think they would be, much like they did for Dusty Rhodes, although I wish they would do more, I could see having a round table or having a special on Piper, because how can you not, especially with the outlets that you have? And Josh, what if you were WWE, what would you do to try to honor him tonight?
Well, I mean, my assumption is what they're going to do tonight is they're going to do a quick little video montage at the beginning. But I think the difference between him and Dusty Rhodes is Piper wasn't working for them, like in their developmental. So I think there was almost like a little bit of a more of affection for Dusty, just because he was there and he was so instrumental in a lot of the guys getting to the main roster. Now, granted, as a mainstream name, Piper is obviously a lot bigger than Dusty Rhodes. I would say, just for mainstream, just non-wrestling aside, I think people probably know Piper a little bit better. So you have to do something tonight. I just don't think they're going to go the full, you know, that full route with all that. But they could. I mean, you know, what they should do is show clips throughout the night and little things and just make it kind of a, not a complete celebration, so to speak, but maybe just something where throughout the night you're just showing some fun clips and, again, using that as some sort of fuel for this is stuff you can see in WWE Network, to not do it as an ad. But, you know, if you want to watch some of these clips in their entirety, if you want to see more about this and hopefully leading into some sort of special or two on the WWE Network, because, you know, when it comes to entertainment value, you could do, you know, Best of Piper's Pit. You could do all these different things that they could have on the network. But I think tonight would be very telling to see what they do, because I think it's going to help set the bar, so to speak, for future.
Well, Josh, actually, WWE, hold that thought for a minute. Yeah. We got to run to the break, so we'll be right back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here at Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi, in for Brian Alvarez, alongside Josh Nason. And Josh, would you spend $13 or whatever it costs now to go to the movies to watch Ronda Rousey play Ronda Rousey in a story of her life that you have been covering now professionally for quite some time and have spent far, far more than that amount of money that it takes to go to the movies on seeing a biopic of her life?
Well, there's two answers to that, Mike. One, being in the media, sometimes you get these invites for free to do press screenings of these movies, where you also get free popcorn and candy and soda and all that good stuff. So,
not yes, when you've had run-ins with certain guys and have had issues at the craft services table. They don't extend those types of gracious acts anymore to some people.
I see. So yeah, I would. So on that note, I would definitely go for free. But then, as far as the paying money, I tell you what, I would, because I don't think I have a choice because of this piece of jewelry here I have in my left hand called a wedding band, because my wife would love to go see it. So regardless of whether I would want to go see it, and granted I would anyway because I'm interested, I think my wife, who I have not told yet about the news about Ronda Rousey and this movie of her life, I think she would love to go see it, because she is very much into Ronda Rousey. She's very much into, you know, she's not like, she appreciates UFC, but she's not like a hardcore fan. It's good she can watch it as it's on TV and not get completely offended by it. But she's really into the women. You know, she likes kind of seeing all that and kind of, you know, whatever. So, I think that's going to be the key with this, especially if they make it very female-friendly in terms of a good story. My wife would definitely go, and therefore I would go as well.
And it's not like Ronda Rousey doesn't have a great story, you know, at all. It just, I don't know. It's always, she's so young, though, and it's an inspirational story and everything, but man, it's like a throwback to who did it. I mean, Ali did one of these. I think maybe Sugar Ray Robinson may have done one of these as well too. It just seems to be, you know, Ronda playing Ronda at this point, when there's so much to unfold and be told. Just, I don't know. Just seems to be kind of early.
Yeah, so for those who may not know what we're talking about, earlier today, Variety reported that Paramount Pictures has officially picked up the option to make the Ronda Rousey autobiography into a feature movie, a major feature movie, so not a, you know, straight to DVD, straight to on demand type thing. And Ronda Rousey is going to star in it. And starring, I guess, who else better? You know, pulling a Howard Stern back in the Private Parts days, she's going to actually play herself in the movie, which will be interesting. So yeah, I guess, you know, with these type of movies, it all depends on how much money they put into it, because you can tell a cheap movie from a well-produced movie. I don't think it's going to be a lot of CGI in it, obviously. However, you know, fight movies can be tough, because the ones that really stand out that are really fun, like Warrior, you know, that I thought was a lot of fun, even though some of the action at times was like, I don't know how that is possible, especially when Kurt Angle is in there. But I think those can be difficult. As a boxing fan, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of boxing movies where you've cringed, right? And so I think the action.
Hey, as great as a lot of the Rocky movies were, you know, come on.
Yeah. So I think it all depends on how much money they put into it and how much they really want to make this a big deal. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a $200 million blockbuster or anything like that. But, you know, who knows? If they put some other stars into it or make it really good, you know, it could be a movie that makes some money and is another extension of Double R's life.
Now, with her playing herself, though, I mean, to me, the only justice that can be done is if her mom is actually her mom, because I don't know who you get to play. Was it Anne Maria DeMars, who is, I mean, the stories of her waking Ronda up in the morning and you know, throwing the armbar on her. It's just, is it possible she could be duplicated by somebody? I mean, if Ronda's playing Ronda, I want her mom to actually be her mom.
Well, Mike, I don't know if you heard the story that broke this past weekend, but there is another actress, quote unquote, that is playing Ronda Rousey in another movie. Have you heard about this yet?
No, and please don't say it's one of those Axel Braun parody porn movies.
It certainly is. I swear I will keep it clean for those radio programmers across the country who may be getting ready to hit the mute button. So over the weekend, I think it might be Vivid that's making it, but there is a character called...
Hold on, I got to do research now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the website I saw it on was Bloody Elbow, by the way. So it's...
and just imagine what that will turn into in the movie.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so it's Ronda Rousey. Is her name, And so it's a porn movie. And I, unfortunately for air, I cannot tell you what Misha Tate's last name is in the movie, but you can probably be inventive and maybe figure it out.
Apparently, as it says here, according to TMZ Sports, quote, porn legend Joanna Angel is directing the adult film adaptation about the undefeated bantamweight title currently in production.
So Paramount got beat to the punch.
It's donkey punch, in fact. So we now need to transition away from that. And what better way to awkwardly transition away from something than to go to the phone lines and see who's on there? Gee, who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
How about that? Ryan, what's up?
I want to say that I'm offended that people are comparing Ronda Rousey to Mike Tyson, because Mike Tyson actually won matches by decision and really had to claw his way into victory, while Rousey wins matches by like in 10 seconds and doesn't even fight the toughest competition like Cyborg, which would be pretty easy to do because all she'd have to do would be put on 10 pounds.
Okay, now you're one of those people. I will throw out the first part about Mike Tyson needing to claw and scratch his way through tough, long, hard battles and decision victories, and just go right to why should Ronda Rousey, if you are being serious about this, holding all of the cards in this exchange, Ryan? Why does Ronda have to eat the cheeseburgers and put on the 10 pounds and go up and try to face Cyborg? Why shouldn't the Cyborg have to come down to meet Ronda?
Because she's probably already cutting weight anyway, so it wouldn't be hardly any work for her to begin with. And she says she's the best, so if she's the best, she should fight the best.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Ryan. Josh, again, you are also sort of, kind of, in Ryan's camp on this.
Oh, boy.
In that maybe Cyborg cannot come down and cut the weight. And I know, obviously, you know, there's been a lot of guys talking today, too, didn't have the chance to talk over the weekend, or didn't have a chance to talk Saturday night or Sunday, and now they're getting a chance to on Monday to say, some of which are saying the same thing. You know, she is a big woman. And for her to cut down the 10 pounds, impossible. I just don't believe that to be the case. And again, if there wasn't so much in Ronda's, you know, that Ronda had on her side in this deal with being the really big star, with not, you know, and I understand that there are people that could get burned out on paying her, see her kill people. You know, this whole Tyson-esque thing with her isn't going to last forever, but for right now, she doesn't need her. And Cyborg has been caught in the past for performance enhancers. And with several other reasons, I think Ronda does hold all the cards in this. And if anybody's going to try to do it, it should be Cyborg. And if she's not going to do it, like a lot of people say that she can't, then she needs to say that, and everybody just needs to get that out into the open, because the longer this drags on, you know, the more annoying it really gets. I don't think they're building up this, you know, mega fight over time. You know, if it goes on too long, it's just going to damage both even more.
Yeah, I think the one cards, so to speak, that Rousey does not hold is what the narrative she can't control, rather, is public sentiment. And eventually, I'm telling you, I get what you're saying, and I get what other people are saying, but at some point people are going to be like, I don't want to say pick on someone your own size, but challenge yourself to, if there's someone out there that's good, why don't you fight her? And it's this switch between people that understand fighting and understand UFC and understand MMA, and they get why that might not happen. And this other side that doesn't really get it and gets it in a very, you know, peripheral sense, which is a lot of her fans, right? A lot of mainstream MMA fans or just mainstream sports fans are just like, 10 pounds. I gained 10 pounds over the weekend in Las Vegas, right? Just go up there and do it. What's the big deal?
I ate 10 pounds of wings watching the UFC 190.
Yeah. So, that, I mean, I think she will be able to control it to a certain sense for the rest of the year, but I don't know, man. I think at some point people are going to be like, challenge yourself and fight, you know, just who cares, you know, go up 10 pounds. And I think, unfortunately, because she's such a big celebrity now, that's going to start to play against her at some point. And UFC and Ronda can only control so much.
Well, you know, the other great thing about Monday morning quarterbacking is lots of stupidity gets out there as people are still maybe Ronda and, you know, could she fight Floyd Mayweather Jr. in a boxing match and things like that. Yeah. Although my favorite one is from Lolo Jones, who is saying she's kidding. And hey, she may have been. But, you know, we've heard this before with a lot of people that actually believe this. When she tweeted out, "How much are these chicks paid to get knocked out in seconds? I can't fight, but I'll prolong it and run circles for at least a minute," is what she had posted out there on Twitter. And here's the thing. Running around, Lolo Jones, if she was running away from Ronda, she's going to win. It's when you have to deal with angles and things like that, and I think that's an underrated thing when it comes to fighting, Josh. And I want to get your thoughts on it, you know, after we come back from break. You know, it is kind of a joke statement that she made, but it is true that people don't realize what ring speed is and what angles when you have to deal with them are like. But I want to get your thoughts on this when we get back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha-ha.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network. Mike Sempervivi in for Brian Alvarez, and Josh Nason basically in for Mike Sempervivi, riding shotgun here in the big boy chair. And for all the latest news and info on pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, visit WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates and free radio shows up there for you, and there's a whole lot more for subscribers. For only $10.99 a month, your subscription gets you the Bible of pro wrestling and MMA news, Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer newsletter, ever since 1983. He's the guy that the guys in the business have gone to when they want to know what's going on. There's back issues up there for subscribers of the site as well that stretch back to 1991. Plus, you get Brian Alvarez's Figure Four weekly newsletter. We had David Bixenspan on the show yesterday. He does the newsletter alongside Dr. Lucha Steve Sims, who you've heard on this program, Alan Farrell, who you've heard on this program, and Vincent Verhey doing TV reviews. And this week we're offering up a one-time free download special of this week's Figure Four Weekly newsletter, which is just mega-packed with everything that's been going on between Hulk Hogan, Gawker, and the FBI, as well as news and notes from around the world. And if all that reading just ain't for you, though, and just want to be talked to or at, even, it's all good. We have literally thousands upon thousands of hours of podcasts with news, shows, reviews, commentaries, mailbags, and interviews with some of the top guys in the history of pro wrestling, from Steve Austin to Ronda Rousey to Bruno Sammartino and everyone else in between. You get the best and most eclectic showcase of canvas-matted programming over at WrestlingObserver.com, and only $10.99 a month, a ton of different radio shows, including one I do with Adam Summers, the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, and the newest show, but not the least of which, is Josh Nason's Punch Out with my co-host here, talking to a great array of minds who cover mixed martial arts. And Josh, being a man of sound mind yourself, who has covered mixed martial arts for a long period of time, everybody always says, and we hear this with sports a lot, if you're a sports fan, you know, it's just like, you know, God, for what these guys get paid, I'll do it. And you've always heard that in boxing with Mike Tyson and stuff like that, too, where it's just, you know, oh, well, for $5 million, yeah, I'd go in there and get knocked out, too. And there's actually people that believe, and I've seen this with MMA numerous amounts of times, that especially with guys who are good street fighters and are boxers and who just like to throw hands, that they feel as though when they get in to a ring or to a octagon, a martial arts environment, that their footwork and their speed and their, you know, ability to evade will still be able to help them out. And what you don't realize is, much like in all the sports, there's nuances you have to deal with, and you have to learn, and you have to understand your environment. And angles in an octagon or an MMA arena are one thing that I think people really do or really don't understand, you know, what it's like to actually have ring speed and to change your footwork up in different environments and be able to evade and to use the ring to your advantage.
Yeah, I think with certain industries just lend themselves that to, like, you know, you think you kind of you pantomime some of the motions. Like, I think everyone, not everyone has been in a fight, but I think people understand how to swing their arm in a punching motion or a kick, and they kind of assume that, oh, well, you know, it's just more of that, right? I mean, the dumb ones really think that. And I think people are like, I'd get in there and do this, but they don't understand all the discipline of training and the dieting and the hardships. And, you know, I've sparred before, and it sucks getting hit in the head. I think that's a no-brainer, but, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, and they just think that, you know, they assume that gloves are padded and you know, don't get hurt as bad or all this stuff. So, you know, when I heard Lolo Jones mention that, I mean, one, it's a, you know, it's a publicity play, of course, you know, trying to get, you know, some attention, some sort of anyone to, you know, in TMZ Sports, we mentioned earlier, someone to pick up and be like, oh, Lolo Jones said this and, you know, whatever.
And let's be honest, Lolo Jones, you know, and she is very beautiful and she's just great body. But she loses a lot. So even if all of this was true, I mean, really, you got to bet against her, right?
Bet against Lolo Jones? Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I mean, you know, sorry, Lolo. But oh, by the way, going to have news tomorrow coming up on the show. So be ready for this. We're going to be doing a little Lucha Underground giveaway to celebrate the Ultima Lucha finale, which is taking place on Wednesday. So we're going to come up with a contest for that. So Josh, we need to come up with something that's some fancy and hopefully more enthralling than some of the contests that you get on the Brian and Vinny show and Brian and Vinny and Granny show that are over on the site. So we got to think of something good for that. And again, we'll be get some posters to give away, but we'll let you know more about that tomorrow. going to transition away from something ridiculous into something that's a little sad when it comes to the health and welfare of several generations of pro wrestlers, one today, one from a little bit ago, and one who's a legend. And unfortunately, with the passing of Roddy Piper, we've heard about Jimmy Snuka being treated for stomach cancer, and we have the note up on the front page of the WrestlingObserver.com site today that Snuka just returned home on Friday after having surgery and being diagnosed with stomach cancer. He had surgery to remove part of his stomach and his lymph nodes. And at least the good news is doctors are hoping that they are, or at least positive, somewhat positive in the fact that they may have been able to remove all the cancer, so that's good. But man, ironic timing, I guess, you know, coming off the deal with Roddy Piper. Just a man, this year has been troubling for me, you know, and not that it's, you know, wrestling hasn't given us troubles like this in the past, where, you know, so many young guys have passed away. You know, one of Roddy Piper's his big things in WWF was that feud with Rick McGraw, Quick Draw McGraw, who was one of the, I'm not saying he's one of the first wrestler deaths, but he's one of the first wrestler deaths that should have been a wake up call, and that was, you know, way back in 1985 when he passed away. You know, and we've had a lot of this, but for some reason, just these guys, I guess because, I don't know, maybe it's that whole thing of being a kid and growing up where you just don't think your heroes are really ever going to die. And, you know, Randy Savage was so jarring, and Ultimate Warrior wasn't a big fan of, but how he passed away, you know, where really the timing of when he did was just so bizarre. And now this year with Dusty and with Piper, and now hearing about Snuka, you know, it's just, man, this has not been a fun year when it comes to this stuff.
No, and I want to apologize. My microphone was set on the wrong setting, so hopefully it sounds a bit better now than I did before.
Anytime you're talking and I'm not, things are probably going to be okay.
Okay. you know, I think in this business, and this really struck with Piper and Dusty Rhodes before, is that this is a business that unfortunately is built on a lot of fun. But it's built on a lot of sadness is really the unfortunate part, because these guys, you know, we don't see baseball players and other people in other forms of sports entertainment dying at young ages of like 61, you know, and it's almost like when the Piper news happened and you hear about the Snuka news today, just you see the ages, you're like, ah, that kind of happens. And it's kind of sad in a lot of ways, you know, because it's almost like we need to get out of the bubble and be like, what is happening to these guys, you know? And unfortunately, what's going to happen, Mike, over the next 5-10 years, you know, whatever it is, this is just going to be a continual thing, you know, continual cycle of guys that just pass away way too early or get in, you know, serious situations way too early. It is a brutal business, and it will take a toll out of anyone. And, you know, even the physical aspects of just taking the bumps and the road and all that to, unfortunately, cancer, which affects everyone in life at some point or another, whether it's a close family member or themselves. So to hear the news about Snuka, it's just sad. But I think this has been a tough year for the wrestling business in that, in a lot of ways. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of tough years ahead, unfortunately.
And, you know, I guess in some ways we should be happy that a lot of guys have made it as long as they have. You know, Roddy Piper, you know, you hear all of the stories and you read the you know, and again, listen to Ric Flair talk to Roddy Piper, talk about Roddy Piper, and you just think about what these guys put themselves through, because I guess like all of us, you know, when you're young, you're not thinking, you know, that you're going to die. You know, you can crack jokes about it. You know, you're going to, you know, I'm not even going to make it to 40 sort of thing. And then, oh, you make it to 40. I think I probably had at least thought that at some points in my life, and now here I am moving up on 40, and I think back to some of the things I did, and it's like, well, I guess if things do end sooner than later, I guess, you know, maybe I did it to myself. But at least we are getting these guys for a longer period of time, and at least we're not getting so many of these super young deaths that that we've been getting in the past, and just hopefully those stay away. But man, you know, these guys we grew up with and watched on TV every Saturday morning and Saturday night, and you know, really in the time we were watching wrestling into the syndicated wrestling era, and then the era of FNN Score and the local, you know, channels popping up left and right, you know, sports channels that wanted to have programming. Man, it was on every single day, which I think really drives home even more how, you know, impactful these guys were on our lives, and you know, just amazing. And do want to transition now over to another story about Jerry Lynn, who's got a GoFundMe campaign started for him. Jerry Lynn is a, you know, not a huge name, but is a name that a lot of people know. If you were a fan of ECW, his incredible matches he had with Rob Van Dam, where he was, you know, world champion there towards the end of the promotion, and earlier on in ROH's reign, was a former ROH World Heavyweight Champion, as well as being on TNA as an X Division champion as well too. I mean, he's a very respected wrestler and you know, a super popular guy, but he's been having a lot of chronic neck pain and numbness in his right arm, and which means he needs neck surgery. And he's got a GoFundMe that was put up, I believe, submitted by Brian Fritz, was the one who started this. And Josh, I guess as I pull it up here so I can tell people a little bit more about it, what can you tell us about it?
Basically that, you know, Jerry Lynn needs surgery and he's going to be out of work for a couple months in his, whatever his profession is now. And the, they're looking to raise, about $15,000, and 5,000 of it, will help cover the deductible for the surgery that he's going to have. So that's what I remember from reading it earlier. But that, I mean, this is a story we hear a lot of. You know, we just had, it was either one of the Rotten, it was Ian or Axel Rotten just a few weeks ago or
Axel
a few months
Rotten.
Ago. Yeah, that they had on these airwaves, and talking about his story. And, you know, there's a pride thing as well. You know, there's this, that, about asking for help and all that. But, you know, sometimes you just need a hand, and it's tough when, you know, he's got a wife and he's got a daughter. I believe it said in the piece that we ran. So yeah, he needs a little bit of help in paying for the deductible, and he's going to be out of work for a couple months. So, $15,000. Well, obviously, seems like a lot of money. You know, you think about all the people that have watched Jerry Lynn compete over the years, which is way more than 15,000 people. You know, if everyone donated $1 each, this would be reached, and you know, his life would be a lot better. And sometimes, you know, the heroes that we see in the ring, we need to help out, and when they need our help.
And it's, if you want to donate, go to GoFundMe.com/HelpJerryLynn. It's Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Yeah, $5,000 towards the deductible. Will be out of work, recovering for 2 to 3 months, which obviously is going to put a hardship on his family. And they're hoping to raise $15,000. Anything over that amount will be donated to charity, the Nashville Rescue Mission. So a really nice deal here that Brian Fritz is doing. And hopefully everybody can donate a little bit and help Jerry out. And when we get back from break, too, we'll tell you about a current WWE superstar who's having a rough time right now, and that's Ryback with this staph infection. But we'll let you know what's happening with that when we come back on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And great news. If you missed any part of this program, you came in late, shame on you. What were you doing, for God's sakes? But if you did miss any part of it, we are going to be back again tonight with the replay at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I think that's how that works, at least, here on sportsbyline.com and through all of the means that I mentioned earlier on to you. And Josh, we've come to the end of another show today. And are you already gears turning for what the contest is going to be when we give out some of these Lucha Underground posters coming up tomorrow?
Well, yes, of course, but I'm going to a concert tonight, Mike, so I will have to think about that on the way a bit to the show. And
what concert is this?
I'm going to go see Brandon Flowers, lead singer of The Killers, is on a solo tour, and hang with my wife down to Boston here in about an hour.
Don't have kids, Josh. Don't have kids. We went to so many concerts and had so much fun, and I love my son, and we have had fun. But the days of just rushing out to go see, you know, like Robert Randolph and the Family Band, or just dropping everything and being able to go, it got slowed up a little bit.
So you're saying I should be sponsored by Condom Depot then?
Possibly either that or, and I've seen this new beautiful house that you have. You got to get the move-in nanny to come in so you have the ability to just run away as you so choose. Or, well, no, we won't go into any of the other things that you could possibly do too. But, Josh, thank you again so very, very much for being on, and can't wait to do it again tomorrow. Have fun tonight. Be safe. As well as everybody else out there, have fun and be safe. I want to thank producer Dom. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.